Pam McGuire is a mom whose family watched a lot of TV. She said it started to bother her.
You know, my son used to be able to quote lines from a movie. He used to be able to act out scenes from a movie. And I was thinking, you know, he could be quoting scripture.
Mm-hmm.
That was another conviction by the Holy Spirit.
This is Revive Our Hearts with Nancy Lee DeMoss for Thursday, July 27th.
Our guest this week on Revive Our Hearts has been my cousin, Bob DeMoss. Bob has written a fabulous book called TV, The Great Escape. Thanks so much, Bob, for being with us all this week.
Thanks, Nancy. It's great to be with you.
And the essence of this book is a challenge that you've given to many people over the years. You're giving it to our listeners this week. And for those who may not have heard it, or those who are still hesitating to take the plunge, explain this 30-day challenge.
Well, the idea is real simple. You take your hand and apply it to the off button, leave it on your TV, leave your TV off for about a month, and unplug them, ideally cart them to the garage if you want to be really industrious. But the idea is remove the influence of television from your home. It works hard for you all the rest of the year, so send it on a vacation for 30 days. And then watch the life-changing things that happen in your house when you go without a TV. And that means you're not renting videos. That means you're not going out to movies. It means you're not, you know,
you're not going standing at Circuit City to
stare at the
catch
wall
what you're
of
missing.
TVs, right? You're not going over to a friend's house. You're trying to see what life would be like without the television for just a month.
And you've encouraged whole families to do this.
Absolutely. And one of the things that we've done with the TV, the Great Escape book, is we've encouraged entire families to do it. Well, the other day, my wife, Letitia, was entertaining a friend, her best friend, Pam McGuire. And Pam had stopped by, and Letitia had left a copy of TV, the Great Escape, out on the table. I don't know if that was like a little hint or something, but you know, they've gotten to know each other over the last year and had drawn close as friends. And Pam took the book home, and the fun part is what she did next and how that has blossomed into a living testimony to what happens when a family does take the TV challenge.
And Pam is sitting here with us. She stopped by to join us. And Pam, thanks so much for being a part of this discussion.
Thanks for having me.
Now, you saw this book at Bob's house. You picked it up, and what happened next?
Well, I read it up to the point where it said to actually turn the TV off. And I decided at that point it was going to be too difficult and I wasn't going to take the challenge.
Now, you're married.
Yes.
You've got three children, ages.
I have a son, Sean. He's 4. Patrick is 2. And Ian is 6 weeks.
So when you said this was going to be impossible, is it like because you're addicted to TV, or what made you think it would be so hard?
Yes, I am addicted to TV, or I was addicted to TV.
And did you know that?
Not at the time.
Until somebody said turn it off for 30 days?
Exactly. And even then, I didn't think I was addicted. It was just something I didn't want to do.
What made you so enamored with keeping your TV on?
Well, I found it enjoyable. It was probably my favorite leisure activity. And I like the fact that it would help me babysit my children. And in my home, at the time that we took this challenge, there was a TV in our family room, in my son's room, my 4-year-old son's room, and in my bedroom.
And they were on a lot of the time?
Yes.
And then one day I said to Letitia, I said, why don't we go out on a double date with Pam and Mickey? And we went out to Outback and we were sitting there and I just said, by the way, did you ever read that book that Letitia had out for you, the TV, The Great Escape? And she said, yeah, up until the place where it said to, you know, turn off your TV. And I asked her, well, why didn't you do it? And she was explaining some of the reasons. And then I asked her those three questions we asked of listeners a couple days ago. Well, then, Pam, I said, tell me how television has had a positive influence on your life.
And what'd you say?
What'd you say?
Well, it really hasn't had a positive influence on my life. I would tell myself that I have a TV because I like to watch the Christian network channels. But I'd begin channel surfing and end up watching shows that, you know, didn't edify me and took time away from me doing the kind of chores I needed to be doing and having relationships or interacting with my children.
And so then, did Bob ask that second question? What kind of negative effect has it had on your life?
Yes, he did. And I could list several different negative effects that TV's had on my life. It really, as a young child, it destroyed my self-esteem because I was comparing myself to people that I saw on TV. It influenced my thoughts, my beliefs, my moral values, and therefore it influenced my behavior and the choices I made in my life as an adult. And
so you were being trained, discipled by Dr. Phil and Oprah.
Exactly. I was not reading the Bible. I was not involved in any type of ministry or Bible study. I would spend all my available free time watching TV for the most part.
So what got you to take the plunge?
When I told Bob that I had a television set in my son's room, along with a DVD player and a VCR so that he could watch his shows and I could watch mine in the family room and we wouldn't be interfering with one another.
This is your four-year-old son?
Yes, my four-year-old son. He had such a look of sorrow on his face. I was convicted by what he said and by the urgings of the Holy Spirit that I needed to change.
There's one thing that I remember that Pam shared was that she was feeling conviction by the Holy Spirit long before this book was presented to her.
Yeah.
And, of course, it's our prayer, Nancy, that this might be the kind of thing that leads people to say, okay, you know, I yield.
Yes.
And that's why I'm so proud of Pam and Mickey, because that's what they did. And they made the change. And
did you and Mickey both decide to do the 30-day?
Yes. After talking to Bob, I decided that we were going to take the television out of my son's room. And we were going to start limiting the amount of TV he watched. And he said, we're not going to do that to him if you're not willing to change yourself, because you are the root of the problem. You're the one that spends most of the time watching TV. You allow him to watch TV so that you can watch TV in another room. And so unless you're convicted to make a change in your life, we won't do anything to Sean, our son. So at that point is when we decided that we would do it as a family instead of just changing the television viewing habits of our children. After we had dinner with Bob and Letitia, we came home and unplugged the TV.
So did you go through some withdrawal yourself?
We had one day of withdrawal, one day where it was very difficult because we didn't know what to do with our time.
Was it the first day?
The very first day.
It was hard.
It was very hard. And, you know, we tried to play with our children, to read to them, to take them, you know, outdoors for walks. It was difficult at first just because they were crying. They wanted to watch the TV. And we wanted our time where we were doing what we wanted to do and not necessarily always interacting. But by the second day, we were actually enjoying the interaction we were having and the playtime we were having. And by the end of the 4 weeks, I did allow my children to watch a couple of hours of television a week. I still hadn't watched TV myself. I went an additional 2 weeks. And by the end of the 6 weeks, my son, my four-year-old son and my two-year-old son, who couldn't go to sleep without crying and having a fit, were now going to sleep without protesting and sleeping through the night without waking us up. And I think that is because they're not watching TV prior to going to bed. They don't have fearful thoughts in their mind. And they're going to bed with us reading to them, praying with them. And they're going to bed with, you know, peace in their heart.
Wow. What kind of changes have you seen in your own heart?
I have more time to pray. I've seen prayers being answered in my life, in my friends' lives. I'm teaching my son to read. I now envision myself being able to homeschool him when before I didn't even have the time to finish my daily chores.
I can remember the other night at dinner, Pam said, you know, when Mickey would come home from work, I still wasn't done with my chores because television had dominated so much of my day. I would be asking him, could you help me with all this stuff? And now that the TV's out of the way, she's done and has plenty of time left over for, as other people who have done this, for sleep, for recreation, for a long walk, for just the healthy kinds of things that we all talk about, a healthy lifestyle. Well, watching TV is about as unhealthy on a physical level, not just on a mental, spiritual, but on a physical level. It does nothing to enhance, you know, your cardiovascular system.
Pam, I'm so proud of you and Mickey for taking that step. And as great as the results are that you're seeing in your children right now, just after a short period of time where you've mm-hmm. made these kinds of changes, your children will rise up and call you blessed someday because of some of these tough choices you're making. And it was a tough choice not only to limit their TV viewing, but to really change your own habits. Mm-hmm. And I think in the years ahead, you're going to look back and say, my spiritual life, my walk with the Lord is on a whole different plane than I ever dreamed it possibly could be. Mm-hmm. And I think many of our listeners have been touched by your story and are going to be challenged to follow your example. And I want to just challenge those of you who are listening. You've heard Pam's story, and maybe television isn't quite as dominating in your life as it was in Pam's or her children's, but you're headed that direction, and you're getting your theology from Dr. Phil and Oprah, and you're raising your children to be experts at the world's way of thinking, quoting movie lines, etc. You want to develop a heart for God, and you want to see the same thing in your children. Then I would encourage you to do what Pam and Mickey did, and that is just pull the plug on that TV for 30 days. We'll talk tomorrow about some other practical questions, how you do it, what you can put in the place of all those hours that you've spent watching TV, but you won't hear any more compelling reason than the testimony that you've heard today from Pam. So thanks, Pam, for sharing your story, and Bob and your wife, Letitia, for the influence that you've had on this family, and Lord willing, as a result, on perhaps hundreds and thousands of other families in the days ahead.
All this week, we're listening to a conversation between the host of Revive Our Hearts, Nancy Lee DeMoss, and her cousin Bob DeMoss, who is also the author of a book called TV, The Great Escape. And today, they were joined by Pam McGuire, who went from skeptical to sold on the concept of sending her TV on a six-week vacation. You heard Nancy issue the challenge. Do you think you could go for a month of no TV? How about we give you a few days to think about it, and then you can join us to make August our TV-free month. Sign up for the challenge and share your experience with others who are going TV-free for 30 days. Go to reviveourhearts.com/TV-free for more details about this life-changing challenge. While you're there, would you consider supporting the ministry of Revive Our Hearts with a financial gift? For gifts of $20 or more, we'd like to say thank you by sending you the TV Free Pack. This includes Bob DeMoss's book and two cheerful custom-made clings to place on your TV screens. They work sort of like large post-it notes. They say, "There's life outside the box," and they quote Psalm 119:37. "Turn my eyes from looking at worthless things and give me life in your ways." You can see what it looks like at reviveourhearts.com/TV-free. If you prefer calling, you may. Our phone number is toll-free 1-800-569-5959. Once again, 1-800-569-5959. Thanks for listening today. Will you join us tomorrow? Bob DeMoss shares what the story of Samson and Delilah has to do with your television set. We'll see you back for Revive Our Hearts. Revive Our Hearts with Nancy Lee DeMoss is an outreach of Life Action Ministries.